This is Al Simpson. Every time Democrats rant about wanting to soak the rich, it's always the poor working guy that ends up taking the bath. Just look at that luxury tax. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it does not take a Ph.D. in economics to know that when you hoop up the price of boats, cars, and airplanes, fewer people will buy them. That's one sure recipe for a loss of thousands of jobs and millions of tax dollars. But that's just what happened with the luxury tax that your party crammed down our gullets. Trying to gain partisan political advantage at the expense of hardworking Americans is only another day at the office for you Dems. And to add insult to injury, the luxury tax has not yet generated one thin dime. Ted, it must be a miserable thought to know that the only possible way a Democrat could ever win the White House is by waging class warfare. Since 80% of all the millionaires in the Senate are Democrats, the voters may yet get their chance to soak the rich after all. They shouldn't be hard to get used to. They're all wet anyway.
Al, spoken like a true believer in trickle-down economics. Let government take care of the rich, you say, and benefits will trickle down to everyone else. You think the best way to feed the birds is to feed the horses. For 12 years, wealthy Americans have made out like bandits under Republican economic policies. Middle-class families have been paying through the nose and getting nothing in return but recession and unemployment. It's not class warfare to ask wealthy taxpayers to pay their fair share. It's common sense. Those luxury taxes on yachts, jewelry, fancy automobiles, and private airplanes were fair. The job losses have nothing to do with those taxes and everything to do with the devastating recession that hit the economy in 1990. Just as the luxury taxes went into effect. Your fat cat friends may be impressed by your crocodile tears, but as any economist will tell you, Al, your job argument's a crock. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.